Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I listened to a couple of songs on YouTube and watching the video for Drive before we get into that song, which is sweet. You're a Queens, New York girl? Where in Queens?
Queens and Brooklyn. I lived in Whitestone in Queens and Flushing. And then I lived way the heck out near Sheepshead Bay, you know, like the Bensonhurst area of Brooklyn. My family still lives in Garrison Beach. A lot of the Smythes still live out there.
I used to bowl on the way to Queens, cross the Verrazano Bridge. I'm from New Jersey, so go ahead. You can tell your Jersey jokes if you want.
No. Jersey's a garden state. Jersey's a beautiful state.
Yeah, what'd you get out of Newark and Elizabeth?
Well, the problem is no one gets to see how beautiful it is, but that's good. It's a well-kept secret.
They used to take the belt to the BQE, go bowl in Bay Ridge.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, Bay Ridge Bowl. Brooklyn's changed an awful lot. Queens has, too. So are you still there in one of the five boroughs?
I am in Manhattan, but right now I'm in L.A.
Oh, wow. Good morning to you.
Ooh. Yes. Hello. It's just about to be light, I think. It's still dark.
You say you moved around a lot as a kid every 3 years. What did mom and dad do for a living, Patty?
Well, my dad and my mom split up when I was 2.5. And then when I was about 7.5, here it goes, my father had an aneurysm and died. He was 35.
Oh, my God.
My mom was a single parent who, like, literally my mom started out her career running away to the circus at 16. Then she met my dad at, like, 21 or something like that, 22. Then, you know, they got married and then had kids. And then she ran coffee houses. She managed Link Ray. She booked comedians. I mean, my mom did whatever she had to do. She was always working. She taught, like, you know, at Jack LaLanne and stuff like that.
So, wow.
So we moved every 3 years because, I mean, my mom definitely is great and she's still around, but she definitely had some issues. So, you know, moving every 3 years is really hard on a kid.
Mm.
And luckily I had my sister, but, you know, at that point we were kind of, it's not like we were much help to each other. It was like every man for themselves at that point.
Patty Smythe joins us here on 98.5 NCX. You know her, Scandal Goodbye to You, The Warrior, killer songs from the 80s, and Sometimes Love Ain't Enough with Don Henley in the 90s. New album, It's About Time. It comes out on Friday, October the 9th, and
Yay!
It's available wherever music is sold.
Right.
So the Drive song is a return to Queens before there was like a Dunkin' Donuts, a 7-Eleven, a Gristiti's every block.
I guess so. You know, it's like I went and tried to find where I was living when I was really little, and I can't even find it because the BQE has probably gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bumped out a lot of places. But there's a place there called Alley Pond Park, a beautiful park that's probably still there. And so that's what I was talking about. Literally across the street from us was this giant field and, you know, an open park. And we just, and I mean, I'm talking a little kid, you know, 3 and 4. And my sister was like, you know, 6 or whatever. And we were just in that park by ourselves running around. I mean, it was a different time. You know, people weren't worried about
where the kids are. Yeah, this is when like your parents said, hey, go out and play, and you could go out and play and come back. Then they rang the bell and you heard that from a few blocks away. It was time for dinner.
My mom didn't ring a bell, but I knew that I had to be home by dark as, you know, as I got older. But mostly that song is about a street we lived on. I think it was like 147th Avenue or something in Whitestone, and it was a tree-lined street, and we just climbed trees, and we had a blast. But, you know, sometimes, you know, as you get older and, you know, my life has taken a very different trajectory than my sister's has. And I think there was a lot of resentment and hurt and anger there.
But you guys are back together again and cool, I see in the video, right?
Totally. I'm telling you, I wrote that song. I sent it to her, and I said, I wrote this song for you. You know, this is about for you. And so it healed us. It really did. It's like I was able to do with music what I could not do because I somehow couldn't get past, because I don't really know what happened, you know. It's sometimes happens on a level that you don't even know about. And so when I sent it to her, it's sort of like I guess she got it, you know, that I was reaching out. And then I said, do you want to come in and do the video? And she was like, yeah. So we had a blast doing that video. It was really fun.
So you're the younger, she's the older sister, and you're one of how many, Patty?
Just two. She's older.
You know, when you get older, it's like you have one of two ways you can go. I never want to be grandpa when I get old, one of those bitter people, you know. And it's just like you could get in that longest line where people are just holding grudges and pissed off about, you know, stuff that they should have done and didn't do.
Right.
Speaking of which, you're wearing a Stones t-shirt in the video for the song Drive. Are you also holding on to Stones tickets too, and you don't know what to do with them?
No, that was just like a shirt that I bought online, like at Saks Fifth Avenue or something, and I just like bought it, and you know, it was rainy and wet that day, so the shirt got longer and longer and longer because we were outside, and it was almost like a dress. But I do love the Stones. I mean, who doesn't love the Stones? But I just wanted to say to you about holding grudges and being bitter. My memory is so bad from, you know, that I can't even remember who I have a grudge against, so that's the good news. I don't think I'm going to be one of those bitter grudge holders because, you know, I forget what people do pretty quick.
That's a good way to have. See, you start to think more like a guy, you know, selective listening and hearing.
Exactly.
Patty Smyth joins us here on 98.5 N6. A new album is called It's About Time. Comes out this Friday on October the 9th. Love the Build a Fire song, too. That is you. Nice shoes, 8-inch heels. I think they're silver.
They're gold sequins, yes.
Hard to see. There was way too much smoke in the video.
Well, you know what? It's funny about that video. It was supposed to be colorized. Like, it's not really colored. Like, the color wasn't put on it. So it's sort of this muted tones, and there was a lot of smoke. It didn't feel like there was a lot of smoke when I was in the room, so it must be some sort of effect as well. But I kind of liked it without the color. I liked it muted like that, so we kept it like that.
Yeah, my hands must be tattooed all over you by now. What a line. Is that about your husband, John McEnroe, another Flushing Queens kid?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's funny. You grow up 15 minutes from somebody, and then you, you know, go around the world, and then you wind up meeting the guy who, you know, lived next door. So that's kind of what happened with us. We didn't meet until
way later.
A lot later, yeah. But, I mean, we met at exactly the right time. But I did write that song. I wrote that song with some Nashville writers. It was called Surprise because I was surprised that I still liked my husband after all this time and was attracted to him and, you know, all these things. So, but then I changed it to Build a Fire because I felt like the chorus wasn't strong enough. But I did have that line, my hands must be tattooed all over you, because I thought about that. Like, it's like, it's funny, you know, like...
Sounds like a fight.
It's like having a fight. But, you know, you touch your husband's face, you touch their back, you whatever. If we leave traces of ourselves on people, I believe that. And so that was that. But he didn't even know that song was about him, okay?
Yeah, John plays guitar. Plays guitar. What's the kid playing guitar doing in that video? You're not going through a midlife crisis, are you, by sitting there rubbing your fingers through his hair?
That's a girl.
No!
I know. I was like... Why doesn't she look? That's what I say. Well, she's in a jump. She's in like a jumpsuit, and she's androgynous, but she's a girl. Yeah, that was Rennie.
Oh God! Thanks for clearing that up. John McEnroe. God, I love him. Wimbledon tennis champion, U.S. Open, many Grand Slams, and also great with the great Bud Collins from Lima, Ohio. By the way, he and John did those breakfasts from Wimbledon tennis broadcast on NBC.
Yeah.
Met in 1993.
That's Ruby. She's 35, and I have a daughter, Anna, with John, 24, who's in law school, and I have a 21-year-old who's a senior in college now.
Wow.
And I have three stepkids, Emily, Kevin, and Sean. So they're like 34, 32, and 29.
How did you and John meet?
We met at a Christmas party in Malibu, too, and I was living out here in Topanga Canyon, and so I went to a Christmas Day party with my daughter, and they told me John was going to be there. He thought we were being set up to meet, But I did not think that at all. I just thought they were telling me who was going to be at the party. So we met at that party. He came in with three kids clinging, literally clinging to his body.
Sounds like something like Chuck E. Cheese instead of a Christmas party.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was kids, you know, because it was Christmas Day. It was after we opened our presents. And anyway, we met and we talked, and then I didn't see him again, and I asked after him, like, the following summer. And because I wasn't looking for a relationship, I liked him. You know, he was like a guy that, you know, I'm friends with guys. You know, I was in bands for many, many years. I have a lot of guy friends. So in my mind, he was just, oh, he's a cool guy and he's from New York. Like, it felt familiar to me. But I didn't think romantically at all, really, you know, except I kind of liked him, but I just didn't want any romance. And then when I asked after him the following summer, my girlfriend called him and told him. And so he called me when he came to town, and we went out on a date. And then we went out a second time. I saw him the second night, and that was it. We've been together ever since.
Sweet. I like journey stories. Patti Smyth here on 98.5 NCX, a new album. It's About Time comes out Friday, October the 9th. It's available wherever music is sold. Patti Smyth, S-M-Y-T-H-N.
Y-T-H.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Patti Smith, which happens constantly.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable that it continues to happen.
Well, you two couldn't look so similar.
It really makes John mad, by the way.
Patti Smyth, S-M-Y-T-H, and Scandal.com. Right. You can check her out on that website, and you're 63, my ass. Go get them.
No, they made a typo. That's 43. 63 is a new 43.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.